You see, loved one, listen, without my glasses, I can't see. And without you walking and living and being led by the Spirit of God, you are going through this world as a blind son of God or a blind daughter of God. Are you following?
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Oh, we pray you're having a great Monday, and once again, we welcome you to Love Never Fails. On the program this week, Pastor Bill continues his study in the Epistle of Galatians. The message today is from chapter 5, entitled, Spirit or Slave. Now, Pastor.
Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to Galatians chapter 5. We're going to be in chapter 5. We'll begin around verse 16 this morning, but also you need to turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 7. Those are the two places we're going to be as we continue this great study. Now listen carefully. I know that you know that the first four chapters of Galatians are primarily doctrinal. In other words, teaching us, telling us who we are in Christ and what God has done for us. But when we get to the last two chapters, they're more applicational. In other words, right doctrine should always live for the believer, right living. Amen? Now that we're new creations in Christ, we're to do something. Look there with me as this great adventure that we're on with the Holy Spirit. Let's go back to verse 1 of chapter 5 and let me read it to you. Paul starts off with a command and he says this, "Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom or the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage or the yoke of slavery." Paul tells the churches at Galatia, he tells us today 2,000 years later, don't let anyone or anything ever make you a slave again. For if you are in Christ, you have been set free and you're purchased and you belong to Him. Amen? That's very important because we have that freedom. And listen, that is a glorious, incredible, wonderful command, verse 1. Why? Because it says, become what you are. What a glorious thing. Lord, you're so good to us. We're children of the free. We're not under the law of Moses or any of those things that the Galatians wanted to get under. Oh, loved one, listen, we have only one law. And that is the law of love, to love one another, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Galatians 5:14, remember, said this, that we fulfill the law in one word, just one word, not 613 commandments that we find in the Old Covenant. One word, that you just love one another. Love others as yourself. There's not a greater command than these, Jesus said. Amen? So as we traffic through here, I want you to remember something. Did you know that rules and regulations, anything on the external, cannot make you love someone? No, I'm talking about the love that God has shed abroad in our hearts. No, only the Holy Spirit can do that. So this great adventure that we're on now, walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, living in the Holy Spirit, loved one, now listen to me. The adventure with the Holy Spirit begins the very moment we graduate from Bible college. No, that's when it really get messed up, okay? No, the adventure with the Holy Spirit begins when we are water baptized. We go down to the watery grave and we die and we come up and walk in a newness of life. No, loved one, not at all. Listen, the Holy Spirit, the adventure begins when we join the church. You can't join the church. You have to be born again into it. Amen. The adventure begins this way, is when every believer who is a new creation in Christ says this, Holy Spirit, have your way in me. You can have your rightful place. I want to yield to the Holy Spirit. Whatever He says to do, I want to do. I want to be led. I want to live in the Spirit. So what does Paul do in our text this morning? We're going to talk about either being a slave or being in the Spirit, okay? Now, what Paul does is he sets up chapter 5 for us. He's going to use four verbs, okay? Four verbs that tell us how to walk, be led, to live in the Spirit of God. Now, with all that being said, we know it's to give Him his rightful place. But look at verse 16. Here's one of the verbs, walk in the Spirit. Verse 18, led by the Spirit. Verse 25, live in the Spirit. And also in verse 25, walk, or literally keep in step with the Spirit. Now listen, each of these verbs, all four of them, you know what they suggest and speak of? An ongoing, continuing relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. Now that's how the adventure of Christianity is. Man, when the Lord is leading you and guiding you, He puts you on the narrow road that leads to life. Amen? He doesn't take you down the way that leads to destruction, meaning hell. He takes you away from that. We, all of us, we are right now, if you are a believer, we are on a force march to heaven. We are running the race of faith. Amen? So with all that being said, let's look this morning, beginning in verse 16, talking about, are we a slave or in the Spirit? Here we go. It says, I say then, Paul says, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There's a command, and that command, as all the other verbs do, suggests this. Suggest an ongoing intimacy, and a koinonia, if you will, a fellowship, a partaking with the Holy Spirit. Here's the problem. How can you, how can I, how can any Christian be led by someone they do not know, someone they do not even acknowledge? How can you be led by someone if you're a believer and you're not even aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit of God? Listen, He is with you 24/7. You can't get away with anything. Do you understand me? He sees you. He knows you. You go to work, He sees what you do at work. You go out in the evening, He sees what you're doing. Nothing. You can't escape the Holy Spirit if you're born from above. And you know why? Because you are sealed with the Spirit until the very day of redemption. That means the day that you get a brand new body, the day that you get to heaven. Amen? Now, with all that being said, it tells us right there in this verse that there's absolutely no other way for a believer in Christ to live this life. It is only by the Holy Spirit. It is only by yielding to His way, giving Him the rightful place. To walk in the Spirit means a way of life. It means that we go where the Spirit is going. The work of sanctification. Remember, the first, when we come to Christ, that's called justification, that one-time act, where now God the Father declares us innocent. All of our sins are forgiven. So justification is different from sanctification, because sanctification is an ongoing, continuing process. It's the adventure. It's where the Holy Spirit takes us from glory to glory to glory into the very image of Christ Jesus. It is an adventure to follow the Lord. You never know where the Holy Spirit's going to lead you, but it's always going to be God's will, never against God's will. Amen? So it's a glorious thing to know. But when you obey the command to walk in the Spirit, something happens. It says here you can experience the promise then. Look at it. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In other words, the desires of that old slave in you. See, if a person is born again, you're a brand new creation, amen? But the slave is still there, eh? You know what I mean? If you don't know Christ, if Jesus is not your Lord, well, there's only one person that you're from. You're in Adam. In Adam, all die, in Christ, all will be made alive, amen? So here, when we look at this command, you know, it says this incredible promise here that we shall not fulfill the cravings or the appetites of that old slave that lives in us, that the flesh, if you will. We're not talking about the skin on our body, but that old man, okay? That is an incredible promise. It means, God says, if you walk in the Spirit, you will have absolute victory that day, that moment, on whatever you're facing, whatever comes your way. But walking in the Spirit doesn't mean that you won't be attacked. It doesn't mean that you have thoughts and you don't know where they come from. Are you following me? It doesn't mean that all of a sudden you have these desires and you're going, that's not godly. Where do those desires come from? Well, they come from Satan, but let's get real. They come from that old person in you. Amen? And that's what we need to understand. So that promise, walk in the Spirit, that's the command, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, the cravings of the flesh. That is the promise. But it's only realized, only, when you give the Holy Spirit his rightful place, where you just say, I want to be led by the Spirit today. I want to walk in the Spirit today. I don't want to fulfill the desires of my old man, the old Bill, if you will. Now, when you experience and realize that incredible promise, you need to expect something, struggle or conflict. Look at the next verse. For the flesh, now that's the slave in us, okay, that old corrupt, let me put it this way, the old Billy, not the new Billy, the old Billy. For the flesh or the slave, look what happens. Lust against the what? Is that a capital S? Okay, that's the Holy Spirit. So that slave, the old Billy, that's now, I reckon him dead, but I know that he's still there. He still wants to rule, but I have the Holy Spirit. I'm born again. I don't want him to rule. Amen? So the flesh, that slave, lusts against the Spirit. That means to war against it. It opposes it. And the Spirit, look what he does. He opposes or he wars against the flesh, that slave in me. Listen carefully. And these are what? Contrary, look at it now, one to another. That means that there is an ongoing, continuous war between the Spirit and the slave in us, that old nature, if you will. And he says, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Now, to whom does the pronoun you refer to here? We have, no, not that one. It takes us back 2,000 years. Remember that we're talking about the churches of Galatia. And what did they do? They turned away, or they were turning away, from the unmerited, undeserved, unearned grace of the living God. And they were trying to revert. The false teachers were teaching them, you need to go back to the law. And so they were saying, you need to obey the Abrahamic covenant and so forth and be circumcised, you know. But the problem is, for the Galatians or anybody, there's no power in the flesh. You can do anything you want in the flesh. But you know what? It's never going to help you. Do you understand? It has to be the Holy Spirit. Now, whenever a believer, and there are many today, they attempt to please God or earn God's favor or gain merit from God. Oh, Lord, you know, I love you. Look what I just did for you. And I helped this poor person, or I fed the poor, or all these other things. That doesn't gain anything with God. Are you listening to me? You know, flesh can never gain anything with God. The moment that you try to establish that, saying, Lord, now that I've done this, you love me more, or all that nonsense, you just quenched the Spirit of the living God. See, Jesus told us, he said, without me, you can do nothing at all. Now, with all that being said, you need to remember this, that only believers are in a war. No one else. Only the believers. And the reason is because we have two natures. Every Christian is a battlefield, if you will. Every Christian is a war zone. And I don't know if you experience it. I experience it all the time. Loved one, listen, there's an ongoing, never-ending war to establish dominion. The flesh, meaning the old Billy, or the Holy Spirit. Amen? Come on. There's a war that's going on. So the slave and the Spirit, they are never at peace with one another. There's a continuous, listen, never a truce. There's never, okay, let's sign a peace treaty. You know, but it doesn't work. Until the day that you die, there's going to be a war going on inside of you. You know, why do you think that you're driving, let's say 820, and somebody offends you? They tell you that you're number one or something like that. Do you understand? And that happens all the time today. Do you go, oh, bless you, man. I tell you what I want to do. The old Billy wants to say, listen, you punk, I want to tell you. You 25-year-old, pull up your pants or whatever, I don't know. But do you understand that? That's not being led by the Spirit. You know, that's when you're led by the Spirit, I'll turn the other cheek, Lord. I'm walking in the Spirit. I know he offended me. I know he shouldn't have said. I know he's a liar. I know I could punch him in my mind, but no. You see, there's a battle in there. Or you explode and you go, oh God, I exploded. Why? Well, it's because the old man loves to explode. The old man loves to say, you treated me wrong and I'm going to get even with you. Do you understand? That's the old way, the old flesh. That is the dethroned nature. No, we are a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Amen? Now, So there's an ongoing war. Now listen to me. If you call yourself a Christian, and if there is no battle, then there might not be any Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit. You should really check yourself out. You see, because the Holy Spirit of God is God's only answer to the slave in me, meaning the flesh. You know, if you don't allow the Spirit to have His rightful place in your life, if I don't walk in the Spirit, you will never have victory in your life. Never. Because your flesh is all you can rely upon. And your flesh opposes God. The flesh is at war with the Spirit. Does that make sense? Yeah. Listen, the slave in you, you know something? The old Billy, the old Billy doesn't like the new Billy? No, he hates me. And well, I hate him. There's no love lost between us. You know why? Because the old slave in me, what I was before I was born again, well, he doesn't know any how to live except under bondage or slavery. He doesn't want to give God his due or his glory. I want to live my own life and be selfish and or not now, but you understand, the old Billy. No. See, he doesn't know anything except slavery. If you say you're 25 years old, that's what I told the first service. I said, if you're 25 years old and say, you come to Christ, today you're born from above. Listen, there's going to be a problem, and the problem is this. Yes, you're born from above. The Spirit of God is living in you now, but you know what? You've had 25 years of living under the slave. Do you see what I'm getting at? You've got to change, and the only way that you can change is, number one, you're renewing your mind to the things of God, meaning the Word of God, and then you're starting to learn to walk in the Spirit. If you don't let the Holy Spirit of God train you, then you know what's going to happen? The world, the flesh, and the devil, they'll train you. Does that make sense? Yeah. No, loved one. Sanctification is an ongoing process. In other words, the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, changing us again from adventure to adventure to adventure, glory to glory to glory. Now, but when that happens all through your life until the very moment you die, there's going to be a struggle. I want you to turn in your Bibles with me to Romans and look at chapter 7, but let's begin in verse 15, Romans 7:15, and let's watch this now. Hold your place. I will return to Galatians. It says in Romans 7:15, Paul the Apostle writes this. He says, for what I am doing, he says, I just don't understand. For what I want to do or what I will to do, that I don't practice. But what I hate, in other words, what the new creation, the born-again believer hates, he says, but what I hate that I do. Why? Because sometimes the old nature, the old Billy, the slave in me, he gets his way. Thank God we can run to Jesus. Amen? We can run to the blood of Jesus, confess our sins, and God will cleanse us from all sins. In other words, there's not anyone here, if you're born again, that hasn't said, I don't understand, just like Paul. Why? Where did that thought come from? Why? I mean, here I am in my prayer time. I'm having a great prayer time, and all of a sudden, what is that? Huh? Yes. It's either the devil or demons, the powers of darkness, or it's that old Billy. He doesn't want you to pray. Did you know that? The slave in you. Listen, what did Jesus say? He says the flesh is weak, but the Spirit is willing. Now the flesh, man, the slave in me doesn't want to pray, doesn't want to study the Bible. The slave in me wants to do whatever I want to do. In other words, anything. I don't care. But that's not my nature now. I oppose him. He opposes me. He doesn't like me. I don't like him. So there Paul says, I don't want to do that. Why did I do that? Why did I look at that? Why did I do this? Well, it wasn't the new nature that did it. It was the old nature that did it. Does that make sense? Now, if then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. And the law is good, loved one. But now, listen carefully, it is no longer I, it's no longer the new creation that does it, okay? Remember what Paul said, is it in Galatians 2:20? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. We have the old man and the new man. Do you understand? Very important. And he says, it's no longer I who do it, but look what he says, but sin that dwells in me. Sin. The wages of sin is death, but we're not talking about that. What we're talking about here, when it says sin dwells in me, that is my old, dethroned slave, the old Billy. Do you understand? He is an exiled ruler now. He used to rule, but he doesn't rule anymore. However, he still survives. We're dragging around an old man. Why? Because our flesh was not redeemed, this body of sin that we live in. Does that make sense? Now, so he says, you know, here you have this unwelcome intruder, okay? He's there right in our being, that old man that we're dragging around. And Paul's not trying to avoid responsibility, say, well, it's just the old man. He's not doing that at all. He's saying, listen, he's teaching us there is a battle if you're a Christian. There's an ongoing conflict. There's an ongoing struggle, and you're going to face it. I'm going to face it until the day that we go home. He says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, the old nature, nothing good dwells. Have you come to believe that yet? There is nothing good about the flesh. You can't trust the flesh. You can't trust the old man. He will always get you in trouble. Amen? Yeah. He says, I know that in me, in my flesh, he says, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me. In other words, Paul says, he's saying, I want to obey the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. I don't want to, the old man, I don't want anything to do with him. He says, for my will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I don't do it. But the evil that I will not to do, that I practice. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it. But what is it? But it is sin that dwells in me. It's the old nature that's still wanting to come back alive and set up on the throne of your heart and kick Jesus off. That's what it's talking about. He says, oh, there's evil present with me, the one who wills to do good. So that ever-present slave, bad Billy, he goes with me to bed. He comes with me to the office. Sometimes I look and I say, why did you say that? You shouldn't have said that, bad Billy, and punch him. You know what I'm saying? No, listen, he says, now look what Paul says. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, meaning the new creation, the new nature. And he uses this word. He says, but I see another law. He's not talking about the law of Moses, loved one. Bear with me now. He says, I see another law in my members. He's not talking about the inner man, okay? He says, and look what it's doing. It's warring, an ongoing military assault, if you will, against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members or in my body, this old unredeemed tent that I'm living in. Now, so Paul says, man, I see another law. And he said, that law is never at rest. There's always a struggle and so forth. It wars against my mind. Christian, how many times has the devil or demons or darkness come? Just, you've heard it. You're not really saved. If you were really saved, you wouldn't have done that. You wouldn't have thought that. You understand? You're not going to make it. You know what? You are defeated. You're going to always be defeated. Matter of fact, your life is nothing but a bunch of sin. You don't even know Christ at all. What is that? That is that old man. That is the powers of darkness coming against you. You're going to be a slave to that addiction forever, forever. He is a liar. Do you understand? The old man, the powers of darkness, they hate you. No, we renew our mind to the Word of God. So this, where he says another law, this other law that Paul's talking about has a name. It's called the law of sin. And he's always trying to, the old person, the old flesh, he wants you to do wrong things because that's all he's ever known. He doesn't know how to live a righteous life. So listen carefully. Have you experienced this warfare? Have you experienced this struggle? Then good. That means you're a believer. If you haven't, you live any way you want, satisfy any desire you have, then you don't know Jesus Christ. You were not born, again, because Christians struggle. It doesn't mean they have to be defeated. Do you understand?
Once again, we're out of time, but please tune in tomorrow when Pastor Bill will conclude today's message. Thanks, everyone, for listening along with us today. We pray that the remainder of your day is blessed. Good day. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us
for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.